This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Folks, in early November, the Albemarle County Board of Supervisors held a public hearing that was quite well attended by members of the Forest Lakes area, north 29 North region, up around Hollymead Town Center. And at consideration was a request on the part of developer Wendell Wood to move some of his rural land into the development area so that he could turn it into more shopping centers. A lot of neighbors turned out and said, no, please don't. Ken Boyd, who represents that area and represents those constituents who were very unhappy and against this request, he had this to say at the meeting.
That being said, I'm going to shock all of you because I'm going to say I'm going to withdraw my support for expanding the growth area across Mashwood Boulevard. And the reason for that is very simple. I was elected to represent the Rivanna District, and I've heard from a number of people who don't want that. So I'm going to do what the people I represent want me to do, because that's what I think they put me in this job to do. So I'm going to back off from that.
A few weeks later, as a matter of fact, last week, Ken Boyd changed his mind.
I know what I said. I understand what I said, but I didn't realize that we had made a vote that was what was to be brought back.
Right. We voted on that.
I thought it was sort of a consensus opinion or something.
We deferred action on this one to have this work session.
Okay, well, maybe we can get the minutes from that back and take a look at it.
So, and then he concluded.
And I'm perfectly willing to take the political heat for that, if that's what way it goes.
Harold Gephardt is a member of the neighborhood up there, has been up there for a few years, and he was part of the citizens that came forward to object to this. Harold, give us your side of the story. What happened here?
excuse me. We voted, or we thought we voted. In fact, our Forest Lakes Community Association website has on its homepage, places 29 update, victory for Forest Lakes. And it goes on to say that our voices were heard successfully, and the Albemarle County Board of Supervisors, in response to our opposition, withdrew the proposal to include a large new parcel of land right across from Ashwood Boulevard.
So tell us now, and that was based, of course, on Ken Boyd's statement that he wouldn't support it, but then he obviously changed his mind. Tell us what is at issue here. What's the land we're talking about, and why were you opposed to the request to move it into the growth area?
The land is right directly across from the entrance to Forest Lakes South. The proposal was for a new big box retailer, over 100,000 square feet of commercial and office space, and 150 homes with, of course, associated added traffic and intersections. The intersection at Ashwood Boulevard and Route 29 is horrendously dangerous at this point. You remember...
that's where that girl was killed.
That's exactly where that girl was killed.
Yeah.
So
you and the neighbors, you got a petition together, the Forest Lakes Community Association. You went to Ken Boyd, who is your representative on the County Board of Supervisors, and you spoke out against this plan, right?
That's correct.
Were you there at the public hearing?
No, I was not. I was otherwise occupied, but I did vote. We, those of us that are connected with the Forest Lakes via email, were notified of the meeting, and we were told if we couldn't attend that we could vote via email, which I did. And
you mean vote as a neighborhood association?
Yes.
And what was the vote?
It was to sign. It was actually to sign the petition.
Yeah.
Electronically.
And so the neighbors throughout Forest Lakes have been resoundingly on the same page as opposing this this new development.
That's correct.
Yeah. What's been the reaction to the news that, as far as I'm concerned, has not been very well publicized, the reaction that Ken Boyd flip-flopped on this and is now supporting the development?
The reaction, I first heard about it on your show. a number of my neighbors, in fact, someone who's a very close friend of Mr. Boyd, was completely unaware of the new development, and said she was going to speak with him directly and find out exactly what the new information that he discovered was.
Yeah, and that's the reason that he gave for changing his mind. He said there's new information, but
right.
Nobody knows what that is.
Right.
We can so only assume that Wendell Wood or representatives of the developer spoke with Ken Boyd and shared some information that the public doesn't have access to.
And, Coy, we are not opposed to development. In fact, we were disappointed when the proposal by Wendell Wood to put a road, extension of Berkmar all the way up to Airport Road was defeated, because that certainly would have helped the traffic situation along Route 29.
Yeah, you can't ask for a more vital parallel road to 29 than that.
Exactly.
So it's not a NIMBY type of thing among the Forest Lakes folks.
Right.
And again, folks, if you just joined us, we're talking with Harold Gephardt of the Forest Lakes community. A lot of folks up there just now learning that their representative on the County Board of Supervisors, Ken Boyd, has evidently changed his mind about a proposed development at just across from the entrance to Forest Lakes South that would permit. What is it? It's a new big box store and a whole new neighborhood, right?
Big box retailer, 100,000 square feet of commercial / office space, and 150 homes.
My goodness. And this is, of course, would be south of the new Kohl's that's being built now.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah. So what's the next step for y'all, Harold? What happens now, you think?
Well, I tried contacting the Forest Lakes chairman of the board, and I'm waiting for a response to him, or from him, I should say. And as for me, I am certainly getting much more involved. In fact, there's an evening Board of Supervisors meeting tonight, and I'm planning on attending.
Yeah. Well, stay in touch with us, and just shoot me an email, and we'll get an update from you really soon. I appreciate you joining us.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
Take care. Bye.
Absolutely. Thank you. There's Harold Gephardt. He's a regular listener to the program, and appreciate him taking some time out this afternoon to join us on Charlotte Hill right now. He's a member of the Forest Lakes Community Association and participated in an effort on the part of the folks living up in that area to try and stop a proposed new development, that land that is now zoned rural. It's rural land. And the owner of the property, Wendell Wood, would like to turn it into, 150 new homes and new big box stores. It's right across from the entrance to Forest Lake South. So as you're driving up 29, it's on the left. I believe where some towers are now. I guess those would have to be relocated. Some towers that have to do with the airport back there. I believe. I could be wrong. But Ken Boyd, at the meeting that was held, the public meeting where all the neighbors came forward, said that he would side with the neighbors, but that at a subsequent meeting where it wasn't a public hearing and there was hardly anybody in the room, he changed his mind. And he said publicly.
And I'm perfectly willing to take the political heat for that, if that's what way it goes.
We don't know what the political heat would look like, though, at this point. And we don't know if there's going to be any. It's very interesting. His peer on the Albemarle County Board of Supervisors, Dwayne Snow, didn't really like what Ken Boyd was doing, and he had this to say.
Well, there's a lot of – you got to keep credibility mm-hmm. with the citizens. And have everyone here and then take a vote and then change it, in the back room. I don't think it's fair to the citizens.
That's the words of Dwayne Snow at a recent meeting of the Albemarle County Board of Supervisors. So we'll keep following that story for you and keep you updated and let you know more about that as we learn some more details. Very, very interesting. Another effort, this community, the history of the development in this community Sometimes it looks like one chapter after another. It's the refrain, and that is developer Wendell Wood going before the the Board of Supervisors and requesting that some of his rural land be turned into commercial land and development land. We've certainly seen that story before many, many times.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.